Lord bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Elvis the King. Hard to beat it. Hard to beat it. All right, well, welcome back. I had a enlightening conversation during the break. Carsten gave me a bit of information. He was asking me about the Ducati thing, if I was saying Ducato or Ducati, because it seems that there is actually a company in Germany named Ducato that is a manufacturer of diesel engines, and I didn't know that. No, I was talking about Ducati, the motorcycle, and thank you for that. We just got us quite a brain trust here, John. Quite a brain trust. And then we got Steiner.
It is surprising.
Yeah, and then we got Steiner as a backup. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Got that Ducati thing straightened out. Oh, here's some good news. Well, I got some good news, and I got a good comparison news. Both of them are about young race drivers. John Hunter Nemechek signed a deal to drive the number 42 Chip Ganassi Xfinity car part-time next year. He's going to share it with Kyle Larson, which is a good news. That's a great thing, because Joe Nemechek, his father, was a cup driver forever and ever, and they have funded his son's racing effort totally out of their pocket. They have a few sponsors, but they have never just got any big sponsors. He's done very well in the cup with very little funds. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in a car that's got first class equipment. I'm anxious to see that. That's the good thing. Now, by comparison, Marco Andretti. Marco Andretti is Mario Andretti's grandson. He has been nothing but a whining, sniveling baby ever since he came into IndyCar. He complained about every team he has been with. He's blamed it on everybody else, and he's been a mediocre, middle-of-the-pack driver with the best equipment. So, he's changing teams again. It's another team that his dad owns. He thinks he's going to take a successful car. He's taking the one from Rossi that did well last year. He thinks that if he takes Rossi's car, that he's going to do better. Wrong. He'll still finish behind Rossi, no matter what car they put him in, and he'll still be blaming his lack of success on everybody but himself. So, you know, there are just those comparisons. Just those comparisons. Oh, here's a comparison for you. This will make you all laugh. Dale Jr. last year sold more die-cast cars than anybody. He set a record for die-cast car sales, millions of them. You want to know who sold the second most? No, she was third most. The second most was the new heir apparent that the car guy told you, Chase Elliott. I told you he was going to be the new fan favorite. I told you he was going to take Dale Jr.'s aw shucks place. He sold the second most cars. And if you don't think there's money in die-cast cars and T-shirts and ball caps, think again. Only reason Danica finished third is because hers had automatic.
And I don't believe there's money in it. I bought many of them. I couldn't find any.
You didn't find not a dollar in any car. All right. What do you think, Matt? Should we go ahead and do our trivia now?
Yeah, we can do that.
You guys all set up to do that? You got somebody to answer the phone? You all ready?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. All right. And the prize again, now don't forget, Bath and Body Works Gentle Foaming Hand Soap, Peppermint Delight.
I need that in my shop.
Oh, yeah. Karsten, he wishes he could play, but he can't. He can't. It's so, guys, it's your turn today, and we're going to do the same thing we did last week. I'll take the fourth caller, and I want to know, what was your favorite car ever? What was your favorite car ever? Okay?
Chemical.
And Karsten, I'll let him tell you his. I may let the guys tell you their favorite car. They can't play, but I'll let them tell you. And we're going to, after we get the fourth caller, if there's people still on the line, we're going to go ahead because I'm interested in what was your favorite cars. And then last week at the Christmas program at the church, the nicest couple came up to me and introduced themselves, said they listened to the show all the time. And she was just dying to tell me, because she didn't get on the air, what her favorite car was. And it was an old Highway Patrol car, a Dodge, with a 440 and the suspension package that they used to put on them in the olden days. And she said she loved that car.
You talk smoking tires.
Oh, yes. And she said she had a tendency when she was younger to drive it a little too fast. So I'm sure there's some more interesting stories out there. Those old patrol cars would go down the road now. Yes, indeed. Okay.
All right.
So we're going to take the fourth caller, Matt.
Okay. Let's go to line six. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. My favorite car was a 65 Corvette that I used to have a long time ago.
Oh.
And I bought it for $2,000 and and sold it for $1,500.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know. Every time I think about it, I start to die. It had a 427 in it, and it had the side headers on it.
Oh.
And it was really geared low. It would do probably 110, 120 and a quarter. But it was wound up tight at that.
Yeah.
It would pass everything but a gas station. It really sucked fuel.
Oh, yeah, but it was great.
Because of the low gearing especially, but I really missed that car tremendously.
Okay, and who is this?
This is George the airplane guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, George, and I got that picture you sent me, by the way.
Okay, did you like it?
I did. I loved it. It was a... If I'm right, there was a Corsair, a Mustang, and a Hellcat flying in formation in that picture. It was
yes,
yeah, it was wonderful, beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, I got it laying here in front of me.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. You were number one.
Okay. All right, Jack. Just thought I'd tell you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Let's go to line seven. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hey. Good morning, Derek. My favorite automobile was a 38 Plymouth.
A 38 Plymouth?
Yes, sir. I use that car to go back and forth to Air Force Base every weekend, and it just ran like $1 million.
What year were you driving that?
38.
No, what year was it?
That was in the 50s.
Ah, well, those were good old cars. They had that flathead six-cylinder.
Oh, yeah. This was a very good automobile.
Well, thank you. 38 Plymouth.
38 Plymouth.
And right. They were stylish, too.
Yeah, that was a good automobile.
All right, and who is this?
This is Kern Kempf.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Hi, Jack. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is Darcy Didden. I listen to you all the time. And my favorite car was a 69 GTO Judge.
Oh, you had good taste, kiddo. Did you have that new?
I'm sorry?
Did you buy that brand new?
No. No, oh. But I had it for a few years. Had a tack on the hood and a spoiler on the back.
No, that's right. Had that tack like a half an oval right out there on the hood, and you could watch it jump back and forth.
Yeah, I couldn't drive down the road without somebody somewhere challenging me to drag.
Yeah, you probably hated that, huh?
It was fun.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
425-5522 or 888-884-0364 if you'd like to tell us what your favorite car was.
Okay, and the next one will be number 4.
Yep. Well, you guys want to share yours while
Carson, tell us what yours is. You're not going to believe the name of this car.
Well, you know it, right?
Yeah.
It's my 1962 or 3 Go-Go Mobile Sports Coupe.
This is a real car, a Go-Go Mobile Sport Coupe.
It is by no means the fastest or strongest or most comfortable I ever owned, but it's got so much character.
And where was the spare tire kept?
The spare tire is in front of you, under where in other cars is a hood.
Yeah.
Because there is none. And if you stretch your feet out past your pedals, you can touch it. if you have good toes, you can even change the headlight bulbs by just doing that.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a fancy auto, but that's his favorite.
All right. We've got a caller. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Oh, yeah, I was just hoping I was caller number 4. But
you are.
You are.
You are caller
number 4. Oh, I am.
Carson can't play.
Oh, that's good. I got a 68 Super Sport Chevelle I've had for 35 years, and I still have it. I give $125 for it when I was in high school.
Wow.
I bet you wouldn't take $150 now, would you?
I don't think I could take anything for it. I met Jack at a car show probably last year at Flippin. It was a red one. I was there with my daughter. She had an orange Camaro.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
4-speed, black interior. Nice car. Drove it forever. Still got all the original headliner, everything in it.
So that's still your favorite?
Yeah. How could it not be?
Yep. Well, okay, you're the winner. Maybe you can give that gently foaming hand soap to your daughter.
I might do that.
Well, you just swing by there, and it'll be available for you up there on the front desk, or ask for Matt, and he'll have it.
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
Mike Cratchville with a K.
Okay. All right, Mike, we've got your name down. We will make sure that we have the have it ready for you in the office.
All right. Do we have anybody waiting, Matt?
Yes, we do, actually.
Okay.
I think we've got – let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, I was just wondering when they're gonna do testing at all the major tracks for the 2018 year.
Well, you know, they haven't released the total testing date schedule yet. They're going to be at some of them are at Daytona right now doing a tire test, but they haven't. They kind of hold back those schedules because somehow they think the guys might get an advantage if they know ahead of time and try to get in there and rent a similar track around the country. So they kind of hold that close to the vest. They don't tell too much in advance the testing dates.
Okay, well, the reason I was wanting to know is so that way I can listen for it on NASCAR radio.
Oh, okay. Well, when I find out, I'll let you know. How about that?
Okay. And also, who's going to be the mechanic for number 88, and who's going to drive the 88?
who's going to drive the 88?
Yeah.
Let's see. Chase Elliott's moving to the 9. Brian, the kid that did so good in the trucks and all that stuff, he's going to run the 88.
Okay, and of course, Alpedo's there driving the Mountain Dew car than Dale Jr. did.
I didn't understand what
he hopes this new guy will do better at driving the 88 than Earnhardt did.
Well, I doubt if his first year he'll do exceptional well, but he is going to be a star of the future. We just have to be patient and give him a couple years to get some experience.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
See ya.
All right, let's go.
We better take our... Oh, do we have more waiting?
Yeah, let's go to line 6. Good morning, you're on Jack the Car Guy.
Yeah, Jack, Alex Bowman's going to be driving the 88.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Byron's going to the 24.
Yep, thank you for correcting me. I lost my head there.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We all do that once in a while.
Well...
And
I've got plenty of people backing me up. Thank you.
Yep, and who my favorite car while we're on here was a... It was a 1970 Cutlass, which is still sitting in my carport right now. I bought it new.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a Cutlass Supreme?
It's a Cutlass S.
Oh.
Sport coupe.
Yeah.
350, 4-speed.
Now, those were a comfortable car. They didn't get the recognition like the Chevelles and that models, but they were a fine car, and they were fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got me enough tickets, so.
All right, who is it?
This is Dan Alderman.
Well, Dan, thank you for calling and correcting me on that error about the who's driving the cars.
And that's all right. We got to take care of each other.
You got it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Jack, we will take our break, I guess, and be back with more in just a moment.
Let's do it.
It is 8 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Let's all stop. Catch our breath, and make time for family and friends this Christmas. Gaston's invites you to make reservations for parties, get-togethers, or simply just for an exquisite meal now through December 18th. Surround yourself in the tradition that is Gaston's, while enjoying Southern hospitality at its finest as the White River rolls lazily by. Christmas at Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
Join KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot as we broadcast live with the Treasure Chest Saturday from 10 to 12 at Orscheln Farm and Home for their Countdown to Christmas event. It's almost Christmas. Save 30% on regularly priced toys. Ladies' cozy socks are half price. Save $250 on a 42-gun Canon Integrity Safe and more huge savings throughout the store. It's Saturday from 10 till noon at Orscheln Farm and Home, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home as we broadcast live on KTLO Classic Hits and the Boot.
Make this New Year's Eve spectacular at Chateau on the Lake in Branson. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, an incredible gourmet dinner. Then Kelsey and Santino with the All-Stars will keep you on the dance floor until the clock strikes midnight, so you can ring in 2018 with a champagne toast, balloon drop, and take in the first fireworks show of the year. Choose packages from dance only all the way up to an overnight stay. Call for your reservations, 417-334-1161.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early to save big and get Kohl's cash. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy with a sweater for her for just $14.99. Star Wars toys are 50% off and a diamond bracelet is only $89.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy, get joy. Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid December 10th through 24th with promo code SNOWBALL. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
That song was for Elvis the Elf. It was a request, so we picked that one. I guess we're just about to run out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we don't have much time left.
Well, me and the guys want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and tell you how much we appreciate you listening to us and being with us every Saturday. Guys, Karsten, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you. Steiner.
Ho, ho, ho.
John?
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas. And we hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And we'll be back next year.
Yep.
We'll be. And Matt, say Merry Christmas, Matt.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
All right. We'll all have to be retrained.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, Matt. Go ahead and play the song for the last time this year, and we'll see you all next year.
All right, you got it. Stay tuned for Home Remedies coming up next.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pub. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. It's got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, four living gears, so you can really get lost. It's got safety tubes, and I'm not scared. The brakes are good.
KTLO-FM, 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.